én kofferidem, és ne zsáj. Ne patné samostám, mi majd tiszte dolgok, hogy nékene. Tom, de aldi szóra állta, pár tőle rakhane. Én ezt perintem, pár fremrátam, pár megyes. Pár tőle zagléna, zagléna, madonna, én osva.
Rész.
Én vi palné, mlát, mlát, én tot is szív. Сил не та немски очај, черни батони. Прав тиста права волк. Красно.
Радиска згодбе о людих ти устварјају дух часа на радију студент.
Dobrodošli v Palestino, ali izraelska okupacija Palestine se začenja v Evropi. Izrael je ta vikend znova dokazal svojo nepripravljenost na rešitev konflikta s palestinci in končanje okupacije palestinskih ozemelj. Ponovno priložnost za prikaz resnične izraelske politike je ponudila kampanja Dobrodošli v Palestino. Gre za poziv 25 palestinskih civilno-družbenih organizacij mednarodnim aktivistom naj ob 15. do 20. aprila obiščejo Palestino, pri tem pa naj ob vstopu v Izrael odkrito povedo, da so prišli obiskat Palestino in da njihov končni cilj ni sam Izrael. Destinacija aktivistov je namreč Zahodni breg, a vse vstopne točke v ta del Palestine nadzira Izrael. Izraelske oblasti redno izvajajo prakso zasliševanja in deportiranja ljudi, ki priletijo na izraelska letališča, če pri tem posumijo, da imajo ti ljudje namen obiskati zasedena palestinska ozemlja. Vsi, ki želijo obiskati svoje prijatelje v Zahodnem bregu ali tja potovati iz kakršnihkoli drugih razlogov, so tako v prihodu na izraelska letališča ali na mejo prisiljeni lagati o svoji pravi destinaciji in si izmišljevati, da želijo obiskati sveto deželo, da so globoko verni kristjani ali kaj podobnega. Izrael je uničil vsa palestinska letališča, tako da nadzira ves promet v in iz okupiranih območij. Potniki se tako ne morejo izogniti pregledu izraelskih oblasti, ki svojo moč izkoriščajo za radikalno omejitev vstopa na zasedena območja, ter tako skušajo čim bolj zmanjšati škodo za ugled Izraela v svetu, ki ga vsaka neodvisna informacija o realnosti okupacije dodatno krni. Na palestinski poziv se je odzvalo približno 1500 ljudi iz 15 držav, predvsem iz Evrope, pa tudi iz Severne Amerike, Avstralije in Nove Zelandije. V Izrael pa naj bi uspelo prispeti le nekaj desetin. Izraelski minister za javno varnost Yitzhak Aharonovič je pred samo kampanjo priznal, da bodo ljudje, ki se bodo odzvali na ta palestinski poziv, identificirani, pridržani in deportirani iz Izraela. Izrael pa meje za nezaželene potnike ni zapiral zgolj na svojem ozemlju, ampak tudi na letališčih širom Evrope. Tako je letalskim družbam zopet poslal seznam imen ljudi, ki jim ne bo pustil vstopa v državo. Od družb pa zahteval, naj jih sploh ne spustijo na letala, ki bodo letela v Izrael. Te, med njimi so Lufthansa, EasyJet, Jet2 in Air France, so to rade storile. Kljub temu, da so imeli potniki kupljene karte in niso kršili nobenih pravil družbe ali zakonov. Več o tem bomo povedali v nadaljevanju oddaje. Za začetek bomo predvajali pogovor z Mazinom Kumsijem, predstavnikom kampanje Dobrodošli v Palestino, ki je povzel namen kampanje, nato pa več povedal tudi o izraelskih taktikah za preprečevanje obiska Palestine in komentiral kolaboracijo evropskih letalskih družb z izraelskimi oblastmi.
We as Palestinians, millions of us living under Israeli occupation, would like to receive visitors, and we would like to receive visitors openly and honestly saying they are visiting Palestinians. So we had a group of visitors who wanted to just come and find out what's going on and learn about the situation in Palestine. The Israeli government had other plans. Its idea is that we are not there. The Israeli government will not allow anybody to come here openly to say that they are coming to visit Palestinian areas. And so this is because the Israeli government has a lot to hide in terms of its occupation policies, ethnic cleansing, home demolitions, segregation, destruction of people's lives, illegal imprisonment of thousands of people, and torture and so on. So it wants to hide all these things from the world. So it does not like visitors. It does not like anybody come neutral who's going to see the situation for itself.
There are some estimations that up to 2,000 activists would come to Israel first and then enter West Bank. How many activists managed to get in?
Well, last year we had 700 people who answered our call to visit us as part of this week-long activity called Welcome to Palestine 2011. And then in this year, Welcome to Palestine 2012, more than 1,500 people answered our call and were willing to come. Unfortunately, you know, Israel did every trick in the book to try and stop them, including lying about their intention, pressuring airlines and pressuring some European countries to prevent their citizens from their rights, their freedom of movement, the right to visit. This is violation of international law and violation of even the Israeli diplomatic agreements between those countries and Israel, because Israeli citizens are not certainly prevented from visiting France. Since Israel occupies Palestine, Israel was actually built on top of Palestine by the destruction of 530 Palestinian villages and towns and imprisonment of the remaining Palestinians. We Palestinian prisoners, basically, in our own country, believe that even as prisoners, we have a right to a visitation. A prisoner has a right to visitation, and international law guarantees it. So, you know, how many entered? Very few entered. Less than 25 managed to enter through this blockade on the West Bank. So hundreds, you know, nearly 2,000 people could not even board airplanes in Europe and come visit us, which shows the racist system of the state of Israel.
How do you comment the collaboration of European airlines who prevent their passengers to even board the planes towards Israel?
It is shameful and it is sad. In one instance, even Air France asked the passenger if she was Israeli and she said no, and asked her if she was Jewish and she said no. So then they took her off the airplane. She's 23-year-old, a French citizen. So this is an amazing racism that they... The French airlines and some European countries have become basically subcontractors for the occupation, subcontractors for racism, subcontractors for apartheid. This is unacceptable, and many European citizens are now demanding answers from their governments and from their airlines about this. And I think you will see a lot of repercussions from this, including legal lawsuits, including involving the European Union and the Commissions of Human Rights in Europe and others on this issue.
Izrael je preko raznih agencij Združenih narodov in mednarodne humanitarne pomoči za Palestince že uspešno outsourcal oziroma izvozil stroške okupacije. Sedaj pa svojo oblast s prostovoljnim sodelovanjem evropskih letalskih družb posredno širi tudi na ozemlja evropskih držav. Eden od aktivistov, ki je želel obiskati Zahodni breg, je tudi Mick Napier iz Manchestra. Tudi on je imel kupljeno karto, a mu britanska nizkocenovna letalska družba Jet2 ni dovolila ukrcati se na letalo. Napier je za Radio Študent takole opisal svojo izkušnjo.
Well, the air carrier, when we approached with our boarding pass, told us that due to pressure from Israel, they had no choice but to deny boarding. They initially also refused even to refund our fares, and an official tore up the boarding pass in front of us very aggressively. A very active and angry demonstration inside the airport forced them to change their policy on repaying us, but we were unable to prevent Israel maintaining the siege of the West Bank, even in Manchester Airport and Paris and Toronto as well, of course.
So they received a so-called blacklist of people who are not welcomed in Israel by the authorities, and they respected that list.
Well, they respected it, they enforced it, and it now seems that the authority of Israel to maintain the siege of the West Bank extends even into international airports. We had no wish to go to Israel, but simply because Israel has bombed and destroyed the only Palestinian airports, we had no choice but to transit Tel Aviv. We repeatedly told the Israelis we wish to transit Tel Aviv as quietly and unobtrusively as possible, but they started talking about crazy talk about an attack on Israel and widespread disruption, and they used the word provocateurs repeatedly in order to justify their siege. They're maintaining the siege of the West Bank and the isolation of Palestinians.
Did you do any research about the legal grounds on which an airline can deprive you of access even though you have the ticket?
Well, the Israeli success in controlling international airports is mainly a political issue. And I know that questions are going to be asked in the British Parliament today or tomorrow concerning this worrying development. Legally, yes, we will also be taking action to sue the airlines in civil court for the costs that we have incurred for their destruction of our holiday, because, you know, people were going there with families. People were going in wheelchairs. This is not us versus normal travelers. We are normal travelers, but we simply wanted to travel to a place which the Israelis are controlling, where they are burning trees and bulldozing houses and throwing people onto the street in order to replace them with settlers. So it was normal travelers to an abnormal place. And many political and legal issues remain. And as far as we are concerned, this is not the end of the struggle by any means. In fact, we think that Israel will find that their so-called success will be bitter in their mouths when this is all over.
Mik Najpje se je podobne akcije udeležil že lani, ko je sicer prispel na letališče v Tel Avivu, a je bil aretiran in deportiran. Gre sicer za ustaljeno in razširjeno prakso izraelskih oblasti v odnosu do tujcev, ki odkrito simpatizirajo s Palestinci.
Once again, I did not want to go to Israel. I have to stress that. I only wanted to get to Palestine. But when I went to passport control in Tel Aviv and the young lady asked me what my destination was, I had been there 18 times before and I had always not told the truth. I had always said I'm going to Tel Aviv or I'm going to Eilat or some other place. Last year, for the first time, I said Palestine, Bethlehem. I was taken off to one side. I was put in handcuffs and leg irons, and I was then transported in a reinforced armored bus, you could say, to Givon prison, where I was detained for 4 days. I was assured by the prison officials that I was guilty of something, but despite our repeated requests, all of us, there were 100 of us, and demands that we be told what we had done, they never produced a piece of paper to say which Israeli law we had broken. That's because we hadn't broken any, except to say the word Palestine publicly and openly.
Ni popolnoma jasno, koliko aktivistom je uspelo vstopiti v Izrael. Najprej pa opozarja tudi na nesprejemljive taktike Izraela pri omejevanju njihovega števila.
We don't know the numbers yet. We think it's down on last year because we think the Israelis used many, many methods, including criminal methods, I have to say. In Britain at the moment, we have a very big issue of major newspapers hacking into people's emails, and it's a major political scandal. Now, I allege that Israel also hacked into emails in a criminal way in order to identify those who wished to travel peacefully to Palestine and thus were able to intercept us at UK airports. So the numbers are down. I think it's only a few score, maybe 50 or 60. I could be wrong because it's there's a situation where we don't actually know the entire picture. But that's my best guess at the moment.
Poizvedeli smo, ali so v kolaboracijo vpleteni tudi pri domačem letalskem prevozniku. Adria Airways je sicer zanikala, da bi prejela kakršenkoli seznam ljudi, ki jim Izrael ne bo pustil vstopiti v državo, a smo od službe za odnose z javnostmi prejeli pojasnilo, da lahko družba odkloni prevoz osebe ali njene prtljage v dveh primerih. In sicer, če je, kot so zapisali, tak ukrep potreben, da bi izpolnjevali veljavne zakone, predpise ali odredbe države ali federalne države, iz katere, v katero ali prek katere letimo, ali če jim je urad za priseljevanje v državi, kamor potnik potuje, ali v državi, kjer ima umestni postanek, ustno ali pisno sporočil svojo odločitev, da mu oziroma ji ne dovoli vstopa v državo, čeprav ima ali je videti, da ima veljavne potovalne dokumente. Iz napisanega sledi, da lahko Izrael določa tudi, kdo bo van potoval z Adrijinimi letali. Po krajšem glasbenem premoru se vrnemo s pogovorom z izraelskim aktivistom, ki je bil včeraj na telavivskem letališču brez razloga pridržan. Posredovali bomo sarkastično pismo izraelskega premijeja deportiranim aktivistom in spoznali še eno izraelsko taktiko zastraševanja tujih državljanov. Spet smo v oddaji Zeitgeist, danes posvečeni kampanji Dobrodošli v Palestino, reakcijam izraelskih oblasti ter kolaboraciji evropskih letalskih družb, ki potnikom, katerih imena so na izraelskem črnem seznamu, prepoveduje že ukrcanje na letala, ki letijo v Izrael. Poziv palestinskih organizacij je bil sicer namenjen podpornikom zunaj Palestine, a podporo, če ravno skromno, ima kampanja Dobrodošli v Palestino tudi znotraj Izraela. Na letališče Ben Gurion v Tel Avivu so prispeli izraelski aktivisti, ki so želeli tujim kolegom izreči dobrodošlico, a jih je pričakala policija, ki je izvedla tudi nekaj aretacij. Mazin Kumsije, predstavnik kampanje Dobrodošli v Palestino, je izpostavil aretacije izraelskih aktivistov in pojasnil, da ne gre za spor med Izraelci in Palestinci, ampak da gre za skupen boj proti apartheidskemu režimu.
Yes, and actually nine of our Israeli friends were arrested at the airport in Ben-Gurion simply because they were carrying signs from Palestinian children that say welcome to Palestine in different languages to our visitors, to welcome our visitors. These activists who were arrested and mistreated and regularly are arrested and mistreated provide a kind of example that this is actually a humanitarian cause. This is not Israelis versus Palestinians or whatever. This is a just like the struggle in apartheid South Africa was against apartheid, where blacks and whites joined hands to fight apartheid regime in South Africa. The same way here, Palestinians and Israelis are joining hands to fight against the apartheid policies of the government of Israel and to fight for freedom, for independence, and for equality. In the future, freedom for Palestinians also means freedom for Israelis from the same repressive policies.
Govorili smo z enim od izraelskih aktivistov, Ronijem Barkanom, ki je bil pred televizijskimi kamerami pridržan brez razloga. Barkana, ki je bil med tem že izpuščen, smo vprašali, ali ima kampanja Dobrodošli v Palestino, kaj simpati v izraelski javnosti, glede na to, da gre za povsem miroljubne aktiviste vseh starosti.
What can you tell us about the public reaction to this latest flotilla? Are there any sympathies since these are completely peaceful people coming from all over the world? Just saying they want to visit Palestine.
So, unfortunately, there is little sympathy. I mean, you do hear sympathy, but only to a certain extent. Most people, unfortunately, do treat this as a sort of provocation at the very least. Now, what is this provocation they are talking about? They are talking about internationals who bought tickets. They have their documents, which should allow them to enter this place. And the only difference between what usually happens and what happened yesterday is that these people publicly stated that they will not lie at the border control and that they will say that they are here to visit Palestine. And they've been invited by their Palestinian friends in Bethlehem and elsewhere. And their intention, they made clear their intention that they are here to visit Palestine. And they are forced to go through Israel in order to do that because Israel controls every entry point, and also many, many other things relating to Palestinians. And also, by the way, Palestinians themselves who invited the internationals cannot come to welcome them at the airport. So it is my duty, both as a privileged Israeli who agrees and supports this mission, and also simply because the Palestinians cannot welcome them, so it is my duty to come and welcome the internationals. This is what is being regarded as a provocation in Israel. Simply, having people coming here who are not thinking in line with Israeli propaganda.
Izraelska vlada se na kampanjo ni odzvala zgolj z deportacijami in pritiski na evropske letalske družbe, poskusila je tudi s sarkazmom. Iz pisarne predsednika vlade Benjamina Netanjahuja so tako poslali pismo, naslovljeno na aktiviste, ki smo ga prevedli in ga bomo prebrali v celoti, saj lepo ponazarja aroganco in občutek nedotakljivosti, ki preveva vsakokratno izraelsko vlado.
Dragi aktivist, Cenimo, da si izbral Izrael za tarčo svojih človekoljubnih skrbi. Vemo, da obstaja več drugih, primernejših možnosti. Za protest bi lahko izbral vsakodnevno barbarstvo sirskega režima proti lastnemu ljudstvu, ki je zahtevalo na tisoče žrtev. Lahko bi protestiral proti brutalnemu zatiranju disidentstva strani iranskega režima in njegovemu podpiranju terorizma po celem svetu. Lahko bi protestiral proti vladavini Hamasa v Gazi, kjer teroristične organizacije izvajajo dvojne vojne zločine z raketiranjem civilistov in skrivanjem za civilisti. A namesto tega si se odločil protestirati proti Izraelu, edini demokraciji na Bližnjem vzhodu, kjer so ženske enakopravne, kjer mediji kritizirajo vlado, kjer organizacije za varstvo človekovih pravic svobodno delujejo, kjer je verska svoboda zagotovljena vsem in manjšine ne živijo v strahu. Zato predlagamo, da najprej rešiš prave probleme regije in se nato vrneš ter z nami deliš svoje izkušnje. Želimo ti prijeten let.
Ronijo Barkana smo prosili za komentar Netanjahujevega pisma. Izraelske oblasti pa so se odločile za dodaten ukrep. Nekaterim tujcem v Izraelu so dali v podpis izjavo, s katero izjavljajo, da niso pripadniki oziroma pripadnice propalestinskih organizacij, da ne bodo v stiku s pripadniki takšnih organizacij in da ne bodo sodelovali v propalestinskih dejavnostih, vse pod grožnjo zakonskih ukrepov. Barkana smo vprašali, ali se Izrael spreminja v bogato Severno Korejo.
In a sense, a much more sophisticated one. I should mention that on the one hand, Israel obviously denied entry from those who hold different views than it wanted them to have, those who think differently. But at the same time, there is at least one Swedish woman who arrived yesterday from Eilat, which is in the south, and she was forced to sign an obligation saying that she will not participate in anything that is pro-Palestinian. She will not be affiliated with any pro-Palestinian group whatsoever while she is here. And this is said in the most clear form. So Israel is both denying entry from those who think differently and also allowing entry and obligating those who enter to think in the way that it wants them to think. This is what I refer to as a much more sophisticated type of Korea.
Izraelska vlada je z zadnjimi potezami ponovno dokazala, da je vir problema in ne rešitve bližnjevzhodnega konflikta Evropa. Tokrat na primeru letalskih družb, pa da postavlja lastni interes daleč pred človekove pravice in ostale civilizacijske pridobitve vsem evropskim resolucijam in sporazumom na vkljub. Kultivator v bližnjevzhodni Severni Koreji je pripravil Boris Vasov. Brala sva Marko in Pija, tehniciral pa Gašper.
In ko pridem jaz nazaj, pa te samo ostanimo tiste dolge hodnike, ne. Tam dol so vrata, pa tre vrata, ne. In jaz pridem tam, pa prema vrata, pa meniš. Pa tam dol zagledam Madonna enožva.
Riz.
Je bil pa lep. Mlad in to je siv, ne ta nemški občaj, ne, črn pa to ne, prav tista prava volk, krasen,
Radijske zgodbe o ljudeh, ki ustvarjajo duh časa. Na Radiu Študent.